Hot Country 103.5 joining me in studio for this week's Hot Discovery. She's been in before featuring some tunes, and she's got some new stuff coming out and out and lots of stuff happening. Just got back from Nashville. Studio Lisa Richard, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back here.
You just got back from Nashville.
I sure did. Flew in last night, midnight.
Ooh, we're going to talk about that coming up, but we want to hear a song first. What do you want to play for us?
Well, I just put out the lyric video for Uniforms, mm-hmm. and this goes out to all the heroes that were involved with this video. He spent 30 years in Boston behind a badge. He went 4 years overseas in a 100-pound backpack. She wears scrubs, and what she does can save you from taking your last breath. He climbs a ladder to a burning building. He's always there in case you need kneeling. They all sign up just because they're willing, not knowing what's near. Here's to those who chose to lead the charge. They won't even tell you who they are. They've been doing it since the day I was born. Yeah, heroes come in different uniforms. They help me cross the street to get to school. Taught me how to read the golden rule. And I won't forget who didn't quit, but tried to get the best out of me. So here's to those who chose to lead the charge. They won't even tell you who they are. They've been doing it since the day I was born. Yeah, heroes come in different uniforms. And I love every moment that I have. I get to spend with my mom and dad. They've been loving me since the day I was born. Yeah, heroes come in different uniforms. Yeah, heroes come in different uniforms.
Hot Country 103.5, the Hot Discovery this week with Lisa Richard. Your new song, Uniforms. You just put out the lyric video for it. What's the inspiration behind this song?
Well, just a few years ago, I'm actually not going to date myself, but I was in a really bad car accident in northern New Brunswick, and I always wondered who was the people or person that saved my life that night, because I was left in the vehicle by the folks that were with me because they thought I'd already passed on. So someone had stopped and realized I was still alive, but I never knew who was with me that whole time.
Yeah.
And I found them this year.
Wow.
So, you know, the song came out before I found them. The song helped me to find them. I want to thank everybody for playing the song, Hot Country 103, 0.5. And yeah, everybody that's played the song, and it really helped to find this person. So he's actually in the video, Constable Lloyd Harquill.
Well, that must have been an emotional moment for you to meet the person responsible for you being here today.
It was. Yeah. We sat down and we talked for 3 hours, and it went by in 10 minutes. And we've connected since. We've stayed connected. He's now like a lost brother I never had. And I do have two older brothers, but yeah, he's become part of my family now and part of my support. And at the time, he was just a student, just like me.
Yeah.
You know, he was just a kid, and he just, for some reason, he knew to run through the vehicle and to check on it to see if there was anything he could do. Mm-hmm. And he realized I was still breathing, and stayed with me for almost an hour until RCMP and paramedics got there.
Wow.
He became a paramedic after that situation, yeah. And then he became an RCMP officer after that.
Wow. It takes a certain type of person, I always believe that, to run towards everything that everybody else is running away from.
Oh, totally. And, everybody ran. Yeah. I mean, and it's not, they were kids too in the car with me. I mean, they didn't see me respond. I was crushed in the car by a moose and I wasn't moving. They certainly didn't think I was breathing. I wasn't responding. So yeah, they went to get help. They wanted to get help. Yeah. And instead of running away, he ran to me.
Amazing.
To see if he could help, and he stayed with me for almost an hour, which I also didn't know. Yeah. He told me the whole story from A to Z, and that's why it took like 3 hours, because the two of us, you know, he went into healthcare, and the two of us are talking about healthcare, and we just couldn't understand how somebody who had massive head trauma could survive something like that for almost an hour and still, you know, get to go on and do what I'm doing today. So I've got a lot of angels out there to thank, but he's definitely one of the biggest.
An incredible story. Now, you just got back from Nashville.
I did.
Yeah, tell us about your trip down there.
Oh, my God. I'm just, like, still flying from that. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's a song that I got to write with Ranger Doug from the Time Jumpers. And because I told him, I said, you know, I really appreciate that they allow me to share their stage when I go down there. Mm-hmm. And I get to talk to them when I go down there. And he, you know, we got together and wrote a song called I'm Flying. And because that's how I feel when I'm on stage with these guys or playing with anybody. It's just it's an amazing feeling. And I wish everybody has a chance to do what they love to do and get that feeling too.
So the big smile on your face tells me the trip to Nashville was a good time.
It was fabulous. I got to meet Wynonna Judd. She was just fantastic. I haven't seen her live. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to watch her from backstage at a private event. And she just ripped out an acoustic show. That blew my mind. I bow down to her. Yeah. She's awesome. And she was so cool after the show. You know, we did the whole high five thing. And yeah, she sat down beside me for a few minutes. And no, she was great. I got to get on WSM radio as well.
Yes.
Grand Ole Opry, the home of Grand Ole Opry Radio. And did a live show for them at Old Smoky Moonshine. And they do this gospel bird show every Sunday morning. They record it live, and then they show it, or they have their listeners tune in later because they do their production of everything. And so I'll be on that show at some point. I'll post that whenever that comes up.
Yeah.
And it was just co-writes and performing and getting to meet these people that are doing things at a way higher level than I am, but you know, they're very kind and humble people. And I just want to thank them all for welcoming me literally into their homes. Like, I've been to some of their homes, and they're just very gracious hosts.
Awesome.